pavement parking. It's the scourge of many of our streets, but is it something which drivers can avoid? Why do we worry about it? Well, it means that people perhaps have to go out onto busy roads to get round vehicles which are parked on the pavements. Now, those pedestrians could be people with disabilities, it could be mums or dads or people with prams, it could be people with walking disabilities or those with guide dogs. And there's been a lot of work been going on and indeed calls to our MP to look at changing and improving the laws around pavement parking. Now, to give us a bit of an update, we have with us Jade Glanfield from Guide Dogs. Jade, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jade, this isn't just an issue that which guide dog owners have. This really affects everyone, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's a problem that affects lots of different pedestrians, but we in particular know from Guide Dogs research that 97% of guide dog owners are affected by street obstructions, and of those, 90% of them come across pavement parked cars on a very frequent basis. And the issue here is, and why it's so important that we put a stop to this, is that guide dog owners have to go around the car, which often means stepping out into busy roads to face oncoming traffic that they cannot see. So it's incredibly dangerous.
I mean, you consider a guide dog generally walks on the left-hand side of someone, so you know the dog itself could be even further out in the road. So, you know, it's concerns not just for the owner, but for the dog as well.
Yeah, that's correct.
What about some of your guide dog owners then? Have they been in touch to tell you about the dangers here? Have some people been affected by this?
I hear stories about it all the time, actually. It's a really big issue. I spoke to one of our campaigns ambassadors recently, who is a guide dog owner from Reading, and he was telling me just how much this impacts his daily journey, whether it's getting to the shops or getting to work. It's a real issue. Either he has to step out into the road to face oncoming traffic that could result in injury, or the only other option, he told me, was to take a longer route to wherever he's got to go to. But this could mean a route that he's unfamiliar with, or perhaps he encounters another pavement parked car, and it can be really disorientating and could result in him getting lost. And it just creates a lot of anxiety for guide dog owners who have to face this issue, and can often make them feel like they don't want to go out and have the independence that their guide dog is there to give them.
I've faced this myself, you know, with parked vehicles on kerbs, and sometimes it's not just one vehicle, there can be several vehicles in the way as well. So you're out on the road for an even longer period of time. Now, we think of things like when the road's been dug up, but that's obviously for a reason. There's works which have to be carried out, and there's usually methods and things put in place to help you if you're out on the road. But, you know, the parking thing really has been going on for quite a while now. What kind of work has Guide Dogs been doing to try and lobby for change?
So Guide Dogs have been doing quite a lot on this issue for a number of years. What we're calling for is a national law to prohibit pavement parking. And there is an absolutely great example of how this could work. In London, pavement parking is currently prohibited. That means that it's known and it's the norm that pavement parking is not allowed, except in specific areas where the council have deemed it necessary. And this may be for good reasons, such as ambulance services may need to pass through a narrow road. And we're calling for this to be reinstated across the whole of the country.
And an important point there is that, you know, there is an understanding that sometimes, you know, pavement parking can happen, though, if, you know, emergency services need to get somewhere and be parked outside somewhere, and maybe there's streets where some people have no option but to park on the pavement. So is there an understanding there that this can happen sometimes?
In London, yes. It's up to the local council to decide what is necessary for their area, but it's understood and the norm that pavement parking is generally prohibited. Outside of London, however, it's the norm that you're allowed to park on the pavement, and so it happens everywhere all the time. So we want to change this through a national law.
What kind of success have you had with, you know, speaking with MPs or encouraging people to get in touch with their MPs to highlight this to them?
We've had a really great response in terms of campaigners and supporters of Guide Dogs who have been in touch with their MP. We recently had an action open that resulted in nearly 5,000 people contacting their MP to raise this issue. So there is a lot of overwhelming support. And from MPs as well, we've had some really good traction and some great first steps towards the national law. However, it's now been 800 days since the government took any further steps. So we're still trying to encourage them to take action.
People may have seen stories in the press over the past few weeks, Jade, regarding the Department for Transport possibly looking at extending that London system or that London model across England. Is there any news on that, any hope that that may actually happen?
Yeah, so recently pavement parking received some much needed coverage across national newspapers, and we were really encouraged to see this. There haven't actually been any new changes or announcements from the department, but this summer Guide Dogs are running their most ambitious event for MPs within Parliament, so we're hoping that this will capitalise and make the most of this renewed interest. We're heading to Parliament to host a streetscape within Parliament with everything from overhanging trees to a real pavement parked car, and we're hoping that this clutter street, as we're calling it, will be a great way to meet as many MPs as possible and help them to understand the challenges that blind and partially sighted people face in streets around the UK.
Pavement parking is something which will take time and legislation, but when you think about, you know, overhanging trees or wheelie bins left on pavements and or perhaps street furniture, you know, tables and chairs outside of cafes, these are things which could be changed almost overnight with just a bit of care and some understanding.
Yeah, so we've seen some mixed responses to removing street clutter. I know that in Colchester, there is a great example where the council have prohibited A-boards, and we would encourage this across the rest of the UK as well. We're hoping that having our clutter street within Parliament, we can raise the issue of not just street clutter, but of also pavement parking, which is something that a national law would be able to address.
Jade, if people would like to learn more about the campaign around pavement parking or the street clutter campaign, is there a way they can get involved, show support, you know, encourage their MPs to go along to this event?
There definitely is. We need as many MPs to come as possible, so we need help from the public to invite their MP along. They can do that and find out more about this campaign by visiting a special link. So it's bit.ly/clutterstreet, which is all one word. And if they'd like to find out more about Guide Dogs campaigns in general, they can go to www.guidedogs.org.uk/campaigns. Or you can contact the campaigns team directly at campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk.
Jade, best of luck with the event. We'll catch up with you a bit near the time, find out how it all went. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.